The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition.
One Life Radio is brought to you by our sponsors, great companies like Sun Warrior. Sun Warrior is a premium, all-natural raw superfood company dedicated to providing the best vegan plant-based protein powders and supplements. Go to sunwarrior.com to learn more about all of their products and use the code OLR for 20% off your order. Crazy Water, the only mineral water bottled in Texas. Enviromedica, makers of Terra Flora, a novel broad-spectrum symbiotic formulated with a combination of spore-form probiotics and advanced food-based ancient prebiotics. Wild Foods, small batch superfoods from around the world. Use the code OLR for 20% off. Wild Foods was founded out of an obsession with finding the best ingredients in the world to support health and longevity. Paleo Magazine, the well-being journal and the International Society of Sports Nutrition. Be sure to go to our Thorn Research Dispensary on our website for 20% off all their products and free shipping. Thank you for listening to One Life Radio. To go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Ronaldo, Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Jill Lane is in studio.
Hello.
Hello.
Happy to be here. My chair
happy
is
to
shrunk.
Have you here.
Mine was definitely shrunk too. I had to.
I'm like on the ground over
I had
here.
To go higher when go. I got here.
Bring it back. I love it. I
I'm
love
like,
it.
Who was sitting here?
We're gonna
here?
Take you down. And you want to meet your one of the biggest fans of the Ben and Skin.
Ben and Skin.
You got to go down and see them. They're such nice guys. They're right down the hall.
I love it. I love that they're in the building.
I
now.
Know.
So cool.
You know what?
It's a good vibe.
They have a great energy. They do. They're yeah. super nice guys, and it is. But I know you've listened to them for years. We have to bring you down there every day or every week when you're here. We keep missing that opportunity, but they're both back there right now. So.
I love it. And I love that I came with my really awesome sweaty mismatch workout gear on for the meet and greet today. The
Cute.
Guy in the elevator was like, how old is that Las Vegas logo on your t-shirt? I was like, dang, it's that bad?
You just made me snort.
I'm like, at least I worked out.
They're the flights. I just saw round trip flights to Vegas for $100.
I mean, if you need to book something, now's the time.
Now's the time
I know,
to do
right?
it.
The coronavirus has taken control of the world. Oh my
it really
gosh.
Has.
That's all. It's even affected the wedding gown business. You think I'm joking, right? I can't make this stuff up. Where is it?
It's affecting every industry, really. My husband is in the restaurant business, and a lot of the things manufactured come from overseas places like China, and they're already starting to notice a decrease in manufacturing turnover and speed due to, you know, stuff that's coming out of other countries because
of it. It's
crazy.
Well, don't panic. If you've got to, because it's not time to panic on bridal gowns, but if you're not buying off the rack, plan ahead to avoid potential shipping delays.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
I think everything. I mean, I don't want to say that because I don't want people to freak out, right? Okay. We're already out of toilet paper or something like that. I don't know what's happening. According to all the social media posts, Costco's out of toilet paper. But, you know, it's a good time to upcycle, right? Buy something off the shelf.
Absolutely.
Buy a beautiful used gown. I mean...
Everything teaches us a lesson,
right.
Okay? Everything in life can teach you a lesson, and I think that's the case with this coronavirus. And people need to quit panicking and living in fear. But having said that, a lot of events are being canceled. One of them, just last night, Paleo FX. I have Keith and Michelle Norris on the line. They are the founders of Paleo FX. It's one of the largest paleo platforms in the world. You can find them at paleofx.com or on Instagram at paleofx. Keith and Michelle, how are you doing today?
We're doing all right. How are you?
We're a little beat up, but we're good.
I know, right? Okay, so, you know, what happened? And how did it's got to do with the city of Austin, right? Putting down some rules about gatherings, right?
Yes. So the city of Austin actually canceled South by Southwest over this last weekend and then made a declaration that any events that were over 2,500 attendees were going before May 1st would be canceled unless they could meet the requirements of their strategic risk and mitigation plan.
Okay.
And once I took a look at that, there was no way for us to be able to assure that we would be able to comply with it.
Mm-hmm.
One of the particular there were two particular things that I knew we couldn't comply with, and one was that we couldn't assure that there would not be any close proximity for people to be together for any extended period of time. Well, that's not kind of how our show goes. So
right.
Kind of exactly counter to our show.
Totally counter to our show. Then the other one was that we had to agree that 2,500 people, no more than 2,500 people would ever be on our expo floor all at one any given time. That, again, we can't do that. Our show is, our attendees are around 8,000. So
mm-hmm.
It just wasn't possible. So we could have moved forward and everything, and more than likely would have been canceled in the next 2 or 3 weeks by South By. So we made the decision to reschedule the event for July 14th through the 16th.
Yeah,
and was able to work with Palmer Event Center, which they were amazing and so quick to act and to just really be mindful of the situation that we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
And so very, very happy about how they handled everything with us. And just, we really love Palmer Event Center. It's really the home of PaleoFX. So we were very, very pleased with Faith Ward is the person that we work with over there, Michael O'Daniel. Their whole team was just really incredible in handling this. So,
well, you know, everything happens for a reason. I said that a few minutes ago, but you know, you have to be in flow with the universe. So July is going to work out even better because the fear will be gone and people will, will start thinking reasonably about this. And I do feel that, I won't get into the politics of it. I just think there's a lot of behind the stuff going on. We won't talk about it. Well, you and I can talk about it privately, but, I don't want to put you on the spot, but I just, I don't know.
That actually doesn't put me on the spot. I can tell you, I believe that our government and our mainstream media never waste a good crisis.
Amen, sister. Are you kidding me? That's exactly what I wanted to say. I mean, I just feel like there's a hidden or not so hidden, if you open your eyes really, about this is just a bunch of BS. It really is. It's instilling fear in everyone all over the country. And there's some reasons for that behooves the government and the media and Wall Street. And I could go on and on and on. So
more like pharmaceuticals and media.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Yeah. Yeah. No, seriously.
It's a race to see who can come up with a vaccine for it first.
Exactly. Yeah. And okay.
And
so
the truth of the matter is strong people are harder to kill. And right. That's a reality. And
yep.
If you look at this in the light of diabetes, heart disease, and obesity, those diseases of modernity make this virus pale in comparison to the deaths accorded to those diseases.
Absolutely.
Yeah, amen.
Well, and you guys, you're fitness leaders, you're health leaders, alternative and holistic health. So what is your regime right now? What are you taking to protect yourself from the coronavirus?
Actually, so this is the thing, probably the number one thing that we are doing is maintaining a positive attitude, keeping positive and not allowing fear to take us down, because, you can get very fearful around all of this stuff. And that's probably one of the fastest and quickest ways to lower your immunity and actually become more susceptible to it. So that's number one. The next thing is that we are high dosing vitamin D3, K2,
yep.
and vitamin C, ascorbic acid. Those are the things that are going to help you maintain your immunity. The other thing is get good sleep. Really sleep well and try to make sure that you are eating properly, reducing sugar. Sugar is going to probably be one of the key things that could actually decrease your immunity, but also make you far more susceptible. So really decreasing sugar right now mm-hmm. is very important.
And in the same way that I don't, rely on people to help me cross the street, I look both ways before stepping out.
Yep.
And I wash my hands.
That's
the basics.
Yeah. Well, it's not what we say or think, but what we do that defines us, right?
Right.
So, You got to speak with your feet. I was you said something about sleep, and I've got Jill Lane here. She is an incredible health and nutrition coach as well, founder of Fueling Champions. And I was going to ask you, but I want to put it out on the air. L-theanine. I was reading about L-theanine last night. It just came across my feed about what a great supplement that is to really help with sleep. It's all natural. There are no side effects. Is that all true?
Yeah, and actually L-theanine is extremely brain protective. So anybody that's got maybe any concerns around neurocognitive function, this is a really great thing for you to be taking is L-theanine for sure.
Yeah.
You know, and our good friend, our good mutual friend, Sean Wells, can speak very highly to that. And, you know, he can also give you some great pointers as well. He's very pragmatic, very sensible.
I know him well.
Naturally found in... So, I mean, you get it naturally in green tea, and so that's one of the benefits of green tea. That's why some people can consume green tea at night, because it's not as strong as GABA as far as it being a down switch or a break on our stress hormones. It's a little milder, but for some people, it can, for lack of better words, counteract the effect of in the green tea, so it can give you that focus but not yet jittery feeling. So green tea is a great way to kind of throttle back on your caffeine intake but also get the benefits of L-theanine.
Interesting. And I
excellent advice.
Yeah, and I was wishing I had some. I thought I had in my arsenal, but I was like, damn it, Jim, I can't find it. I thought I had some, but I had a bunch of other L stuff. L, I don't know, tyrosine and all
that. A bunch of other amino acids.
But I'm going to get myself some today because I didn't sleep very well last night, and I was worried about it. I was like, oh my gosh, I got to keep my immune system strong, you know. So I'm going to go get some L-theanine. And anything else you want our listeners to know? I'm so excited about the Paleo FX now. It's going to be in July. What fun we're going to have. It's going to be hotter than hell, but it'll be great because Barton Springs will be nice and cool, right? That you can jump in Austin.
Hell yeah.
That's great. Definitely.
Oh my gosh.
We're right there. We're right across from the river, so it'll be really good.
Yeah.
Never a bad time of year in Austin. Always good fun to
exactly.
have there.
Like, is there a bad time of year in Austin? I don't think so. So, you know, we're just going to forget about it and carry on, right?
That's right.
All right, you guys.
We're gonna make lemonade out of the life lemons we've been taught.
There you go. And what a great message for all of our listeners. Keith and Michelle, thank you so much. Can't wait to see you. And we're just going to move on. We're going to move on, and it'll be in July. July 3rd. Awesome. What's the date again? 14th?
July 14th through the 16th.
All right. Well, we'll see you then, if not before. We're going to go to break. Thanks again, you guys. We'll talk to you soon. We've got Jill Lane coming up, Minerals 101 and Immune System Support. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Worldwide to infinity, you know the roof on fire. We go boogie, oogie, oogie, jiggle, wiggle, and dance like the roof on fire. We go drink drinks and take shots until we fall out like the roof on fire. Now, baby, get my booty naked, take off all your clothes and light the roof on fire.
I had to turn it up.
I love it. Yeah, you like rap music, and this is like hip hop, right? Yeah.
Something with a beat.
Give me a beat. Yeah, I do too.
Something you can move around to.
I listen to a lot of Tupac. Back the old school, yeah.
Back in the day.
Absolutely. Always great to have you in studio. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find her on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Always a pleasure. She's been on the show from the very beginning. She is an arsenal of knowledge sitting over there with, oh my gosh, gosh, goodness.
Golly Willy.
Where the
I
heck
put my
did
smart
that come
glasses
from?
On. I'm ready.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, you know, so many people want to know, like, your immune support. That's all. It's so funny. Like, we've been talking about this for years and years, and right now it is the hottest subject, I think, on the planet. So let's talk about this. Minerals 101 and immune support, specifically zinc. So how does zinc support immune function?
Well, interestingly enough, and Thorne has a great article that you guys share, you know, that we've, you know, kind of using this to jump off about how, you know, actual studies where zinc has been shown to boost the activity and effectiveness of our immune cells, especially our T helper cells. And so people, you know,
what's a T helper cell?
So there's different sorts of immune cells. Some are like Pac-Man. They eat the bugs, the bacteria, the viruses, and some poison them. And so they do different things. It just depends on where they are in your body. But I saw a dietitian, or I saw some sort of physician post some garbage on social media that said, there's nothing you can do to boost your immune system. Anybody that's proposing that is just trying to make a buck off of you. And I'm just like, really, really, are we living in that archaic of a society where we still think that we don't have control over the way that our immune system works? We definitely do. Just like the folks from PaleoFX were just talking about, sleep and what we eat, and if how much we let stress dictate our actions and our mental health absolutely impacts our immune system and the activity of our immune cells. And so zinc is one of the minerals, and it's a trace mineral. There's two kinds of minerals. There's macro minerals, macro meaning big, they're bigger in structure, and trace minerals, trace meaning small. And zinc is the second most prolific prolific, is that the right word?
Yeah.
Most popular?
Yeah.
The most
prolific,
second in number. And
abundant?
Abundant, yes. I like that word.
I can't believe I came up with
that. Yes, I love it. trace mineral behind iron. And so zinc is really responsible for a few functions in the immune system, but it's also really great for healing. So wound healing, especially, all kinds of stuff to do with the skin because it helps with collagen synthesis. So zinc is really important.
Well, and I want to give a shout out to Crazy Water right now because they're one of our sponsors, and Crazy Water has all the trace minerals. It's local. You can actually drive to Mineral Wells and get it in the big, like, 5 or 10 gallon. What, your grandparents go all the time, Aviana,
right?
Yeah,
they get the big jugs.
The big jugs, wow. And they bring
them
home.
I've never done that. I need to do that.
Oh, it's so much fun. And the kids get to see, like, the wells where the water actually comes out of the earth. You should make a day of it. And Carol Elder and her family are just wonderful. They're great hosts. So check it out at Mineral Wells, Texas, and go to the Crazy Water plant or factory. I call it that, but it doesn't seem like a factory. It's very nice.
Yeah.
Sounds very homey.
Right.
Okay. So what are some symptoms of zinc deficiency?
So interestingly, slow wound healing is one. We were talking about the skin and how it helps with healing. But if you're a slow wound healer, sometimes easy to bruise, but easy to bruise is more connected to low vitamin C and low iron. But zinc can be a component of that. You get sick a lot. And this is a funky one, but people will resonate with this. If you have a poor sense of taste or smell, zinc is correlated to your ability to taste and smell. And so an off or a poor sense of taste or smell is related to zinc deficiency. Mm-hmm. Some people in Chinese medicine will even tell you that if you have those white spots on your nails, so if you don't have your nails painted, ladies, or if you're a guy listening,
I haven't had time for weeks.
Look at your nails and you can get these little white spots above like the half moon white at the near the cuticle. Mm-hmm. And some people in Chinese medicine or Eastern medicine will tell you that that is a zinc deficiency.
Really?
And so slow wound healing, easy bruising, funky kind of sense of taste and smell, and then potentially those little spots. And then I would also say if you feel like your hair is really brittle and it's not really growing well, most of the minerals are related to those things, hair, skin, and nail health, but zinc is really key for that as well.
Oh, wow. Okay, so I'm always, you know, people say, can you take too much?
Yes.
How much should you be taking? And, you know, because like vitamin C or even vitamin D, the recommended daily allowance, the RDA, is like 1,000, maybe 2,000 international units a day, which I take 5 to 10. And sometimes if I'm really sick, I'll take up to 20,000 for a couple of days because you can sit out in the sun all day long and naturally get 20,000 IUs of vitamin D, correct?
That's what I thought I read. It depends on the color of your skin because different skin tones dictate how well you change into vitamin D3. So it depends on the color of your skin.
Yep,
it depends.
And if you are darker skinned, you definitely need to get tested for vitamin D deficiency or just be aware that you should be taking more simply because of that.
Yeah. I mean, in today's day and age, it's not as archaic as it was like even 5 years ago to ask your doctor to run a vitamin D. Most physicians are in the know now that vitamin D deficiency is a real problem amongst all people, regardless of age, gender, or
ethnicity.
Yeah,
because of us.
Yeah. You should take pride in that. But here's the deal with
zinc. We talk about it all the time.
It's a trace mineral, which means you don't need a lot of it to make a big impact. Mm-hmm. And so your general really well-built multivitamin should have around 10 to 20 milligrams. Okay.
Milligrams.
This is not a lot. And if you are feeling like you're getting sick or you are sick, I might double that dose, uh-huh. but I wouldn't go too much higher than that, because here's the deal with minerals. They're like a spider web. If you touch the web over here by dumping in too many minerals, it affects mineral balance on the other side of the web. And so it can throw off selenium, the other trace minerals, not the macro minerals like magnesium and calcium, but it can throw off other trace minerals like copper. And you don't want to do that for too long.
Right.
You're just trying to get a little extra stimulus. Little extra boost.
Does Thorne make a multivitamin? I've never even looked on the dispensary.
Yeah, they have many. I mean, I think the basic one for a lot of people, if they're used to taking an over-the-counter two a day, the first thing I'll transition them to is to one that's not in a tablet, that doesn't have food dyes, because a lot of the over-the-counter ones do. So you're basically like eating paint, mm-hmm. which can be poisonous to some people. I just start them off with it's called Basic Nutrients Two a Day, and you get most of the trace minerals, things like vitamin D, a few antioxidants. It doesn't have the macro minerals. They take up more space in a capsule. So you need more capsules.
Interesting.
And so it won't have magnesium and calcium and some of the others, but it does have zinc and selenium, which are the two. And talking about immune function and some of the stuff that they're starting to notice is helping people who either are getting better from the current viruses that are going around mm-hmm. or have a more stout immune system, is that their selenium levels are in a good spot, and you don't need a lot of selenium. In fact, eating just a couple Brazil nuts a day helps with your selenium quota, if you will. And so most multivitamins have around 200, and that one's micrograms. You don't need a lot of selenium. And so you just have to be smart about it. A general multivitamin will cover you. And if you need a little extra zinc, you might supplement with an extra 50 to 30 milligrams. Especially if you're vegan, especially if you're mm-hmm. a heavy sweater as an athlete, or if you have any GI disruption, it can affect mineral absorption. Mm-hmm. So you might supplement with a little extra for an acute period of time while you're healing or while you're sick.
Yeah. Great information. While you were talking about Brazil nuts, my mind went off too. I think I'll make some Brazil nut cookies tonight. Wouldn't that be fun?
Brazil nuts.
I do too.
Gosh.
And you can like crush them up and then roll them in them. You know, Italians are famous for taking their cookies and
rolling
them in nuts.
I love the flavor of Brazil nuts.
I do too.
It's hard to only eat a few because there's like some meaty and they have this awesome texture mm-hmm. and they're really crunchy. They're so good.
I wonder if pine nuts have zinc in them as well.
You know what? Most nuts and seeds do. Most nuts and seeds, we talk about where
pumpkin
to get minerals
seeds?
From. Yeah, pumpkin seeds are a good source. And then almonds and walnuts. Most nuts and seeds have a variety of the minerals, both macro and trace.
What?
So they're a good place just to get them. You know, so just like we talk about a lot, just raw nuts and seeds throughout, you know, as a snack or sprinkled on a salad or, you know, in something that you're cooking or baking mm-hmm. to help get your minerals.
Yeah,
in.
And we, just to give a shout out, Thorne, we have a dispensary on our website, onelifradio.com, for 20% off all of the Thorne products, if there's any that interest you. I take several of them, I do. I mix it up with a lot of different companies, but Thorne is definitely one of the best companies out there. I'm proud to be partnered with them.
Yeah, I've been taking extra zinc just during this cold and flu season mm-hmm. because it's been so off the chain with all the stuff that's going around. And it's, knock on wood, kept me from getting all the crazy bugs, even some that my kids had. I was home with them, you know, with the mm-hmm. flu early in flu season in November.
And you
for
didn't
10
get
days.
It. Let's talk about that when we come back from break. We'll talk about that special concoction. Yes, and we're going to actually put it on our feed today. We'll put it out there with some other notes to go along with it. If you're worried about the coronavirus, and I'm going to actually get my purse and go through it. I threw a bunch of stuff in there today.
It's
one
like
of them
the
was
Mary
zinc.
Poppins bag.
I have a dispensary in my purse today. So we'll talk all about it. Stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio with Jill Lane.
To go to sleep when I got you next to me.
Oh my God, I love this song. I can remember when this song first came out. Oh my gosh. You can whip it. Do you guys even know this? I know you do, Jill, but do you guys know it?
I've heard it, but I don't know what it's called.
Whip it.
Okay.
Whip it good.
Oh, okay, there we go. I remember the choruses. That's about it.
Oh my gosh. I love crazy songs like that are so funny. Like, you should know that song. I'm sure they've used it in some sort of movie, right?
Oh,
it's,
for sure.
It has to have been
in a commercial or something.
Yeah, there you go. For sure. Well, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. Always fun here. We've got Ronaldo at the controls. I'm Bernadette. If you're just listening for the first time, I've got Aviana Barrientos, Navi Mendoza, and Jill Lane. In studio, Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, and founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sport. I was doing really well. Okay. A three-step sports performance. That is a mouthful. I mean, try to say it real quick. Go on.
Three-step sports performance.
Yeah, well, you practice, so you don't count. Okay.
It's your business.
Oh, my gosh. Listen to me chuckling. Oh, I hate my laugh. But anyway, I do.
Doesn't everybody, though?
I know, right? I see myself, like, in a video or something laughing. I'm like, ah, I don't want to see it.
I like your
really?
Laugh. I think it's cute.
Oh, gosh. I laugh like my dad. Or my mother used to cackle. Sometimes I cackle.
Cackle?
Cackle.
Cackle.
What's a cackle?
Give me an example.
You know, that's a
oh
cackle.
Oh, my gosh. I love people's laughs that just make me laugh.
Me, too. The contagious ones.
Oh, my gosh.
You only laugh because
that's what I'm
laughing.
On social media for, is that kind of stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Tara Ward, I miss her already. She's moved over to the Wolf, but she was here at iHeart 102.9 for many, many years. Anyway, she used to say that I have the best giggle on radio. So
you do.
Well, thank you. But anyway, okay, a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions or her website, fuelingchampions.org. Today, we're talking about Minerals 101, the immune support system. We talked about zinc. And so we talked about how much zinc we should be getting daily. And so how much should we, again, could you reiterate?
A good multivitamin should have around 10 to 20 milligrams, and it should be in a good form, which is either a chelate or a glycinate or a picolinate. And so that's what makes it dicey to really start to talk about supplementation, especially minerals in this setting, because you have to be really good at reading the labels, and it matters the form that a mineral is in, because the bigger the mineral, the harder it is to absorb. That's why people who have digestive disorders, especially irritable bowel diseases, are more prone to having mineral deficiencies because they already have some absorption issues and a lot of inflammation in their gut, and it can cause them to just poorly absorb a lot of things, the fat-soluble vitamins like vitamin D we were talking about, and even the minerals. And so look for some of those signs we talked about, poor healing. And in fact, there's a form of zinc called zinc carnosine, which has been studied to actually help with the healing of the lining of the gut.
Wow.
And so it's actually a really interesting mineral, and it should be sufficient in most people's diet. But people, as we get older, we have a higher risk for becoming deficient in.
And our food is deficient. I mean, the over farming and not replenishing the minerals in the soil. Magnesium's one that people walk around they're deficient a lot in, which calms down the central nervous system and all these other things, right? It helps with stress. It is relative in over 325 enzymatic functions in the human body. Magnesium's a huge one, and if you don't. If you're deficient in it, you will have more stress in your life. It's a big de-stressor.
Yeah, I mean, it helps you handle stress. You know, like the L-theanine we were talking about at the top of the show, and even GABA, when you're sufficient in these things, you can process, you're a bit more resilient to stress. You can put the brakes on the effects of stress in your body a bit better than when you're not sufficient with it. And so, selenium is a big one that is affected when the soil is over-farmed. The selenium content in food can go down. And the crazy thing about selenium is you don't need that much, like I said, around 200 micrograms. But the research shows that people who were just getting enough of that had decreased cancer risk. And this is going back to studies in the 90s. And so, but again, it comes back to eating things from the soil, getting your vegetables in. Again, back to where we were. Now, the thing with zinc is zinc's not really found found in a lot of vegetables per se. It's in some beans and nuts and seeds, but it's in meats and fish and shellfish, especially oysters kind of being one of the top ones. And so that's why on the list of people that can potentially become deficient in it sooner are vegans or people that limit that,
right,
that in their diet. So just be in the know and know when to supplement smart. Usually a good multivitamin will get you enough zinc, and you might acutely need a little bit more if you're sick or if you're healing from a surgery.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I pulled out some of the things in my purse. One of them is the liposomal vitamin C. So people go, what is that? And I, you know, what is the difference between regular vitamin C and liposomal vitamin C?
Well, I think it's an interesting...
Is it lipo or lipo? Liposomal, liposomal?
I would say liposomal.
Lipo, like liposuction?
Okay, sure.
Listen, never had it. Never probably will. I just don't believe in that sort of invasive stuff. But
listen, I'm not one to be able to parse out what's the difference between IV vitamin C versus ascorbic acid versus vitamin C with the bioflavonoids versus just eating a lot of broccoli and citrus fruits and other, you know, food sources versus liposomal vitamin C. What I would tell you is what we know is if you're getting enough vitamin C in, and I would say pick whichever one you want, that you generally don't, you know, you have a better immune system, mm-hmm, you have better collagen production, you're more resilient to stress because vitamin C is actually good for the adrenal glands, and oh, wow, you have a bit more antioxidant capability. I think the biggest thing is food first with vitamin C. So again, the citrus fruits get all of the glory when it comes to vitamin C, mm-hmm, but lots of the green leafies, especially broccoli.
Broccoli, I was going to say, is the
star. Kiwi is really, mm-hmm, high in vitamin C. And so first get it from your plants. And right now, I don't think it's a bad idea to just have some sort of extra vitamin C around, just a really solid ascorbic acid or a liposomal if you want. Here's the deal with stuff. It's like curcumin or other liposomal forms. It might get into the cell wall a bit better and protect from oxidative stress,
uh-huh,
which is, you know, kind of a complicated way of saying it's just protecting from the fats in your cells from going rancid. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like, you know, it's protecting your cell walls from going rancid because they're really fatty. And so the liposomal things tend to get into that compartment of the cell better or pass through that compartment of the cell better because they have like a fatty structure either as part of them or around them.
Mm-hmm. Somebody said to me glutathione, mm-hmm, or glutathione and in a suppository form.
Well, first of all, vitamin C boosts glutathione. There's lots of things that we can eat that boost glutathione, lipoic acid, vitamin C. Most antioxidants recycle each other. So most of the antioxidants help make the other antioxidants, and so especially glutathione, because it's our master antioxidant. So
right,
vitamin C, lipoic acid, those are two that are well known. N-acetylcysteine does it as well. Some people benefit from taking glutathione, but some don't. Especially some with methylation issues may or may not benefit from taking
right,
extra glutathione. So you kind of need to know.
Well, when the first time I think I ever have talked about glutathione in depth is when my dear friend Ernesta Carlo was, mm-hmm, was basically dying of cancer. Mm-hmm. And that was one of the things that one of the doctors, one of the natural doctors told her, but your body produces glutathione naturally, right?
That's
and so
right.
Is it like other things, if you supplement them, then your body is less likely to produce its own, or is I'm just making that up in my head?
I think that's a good question, and I don't know the answer to that. You know, back to the discussion with minerals, the minerals we talked about are essential minerals, meaning our body cannot make them.
Cannot live without them.
That's why we have to ingest them from the environment.
Mm-hmm.
Things like glutathione, we can make. We can recycle
right,
it. We can trigger that production with our exposure to certain foods and other supplements. And so it's good to know what your body makes and what it doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
There's essential fatty acids, there's essential amino acids, and there's essential minerals. We should get them from our food first, and then those should be the first things you supplement with, because other stuff can be recycled in the
mm-hmm,
body.
Well, I've got this article here that I pulled from a couple of days ago from naturalhealth365.com, and it's talking about, of course, the coronavirus solution. Shanghai government recommends that vitamin C for the COVID-19. Vitamin C, and I was also reading, and I had read this once a couple of years ago, about vitamin C to fight sepsis. And sepsis kills so many people every year all over the world. Something as simple as vitamin C therapy intravenously can shut down sepsis as well. So vitamin C is a very critical thing, especially during cold and flu season.
Yeah, I think so too. I think there, I was telling you during the break that during some back channels I have with conventional and traditional MDs, there's some information coming out of China, you know, where, you know, most, as far as we know, the coronavirus started, that they're starting to use vitamin C IV in different doses to help mm-hmm. try to treat some of the people there. Again, what does that do? It's not so much that the vitamin C itself is affecting the virus, but that the person's immune system is getting some support to help mm-hmm. ward it off and fight it off. So again, food first. And so, you know, don't just go stick your arm out at the IV bar and say, right. hey, give me this glutathione, vitamin C, da, 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 da. Change what you're eating. Eat more plants, which is where most of this stuff comes from. Mm-hmm. And then you might need an extra top off from time to time yeah. due to chronic stress, due to an injury or illness, due to a bout of travel. Maybe you've been drinking a little too much as of late and you feel a little depleted. Mm-hmm. And so just, you know, from time to time, you need to shift things around. Just take an inventory of, you know, how you've been moving, how you've been eating, how you've been sleeping, and see where you might need a little acute support. Sometimes you just need an extra dose of something for a couple weeks and then you're good mm-hmm. to go. Again, it's like topping off your tank.
Well, and it's really hard sometimes to cook, you know, it is. And I'm going to give a shout out to Nature's Plate because I went by there last night, got all my plant-based meal. You know, you've gone there. They have amazing food. You take it out the door, ready to go, saves you time, actually saves you money because you're not buying, you know, I think. And money, time is money. So, I ate really healthy last night. Unfortunately, I did not sleep well. Yeah. It's a time change, I think. I was just up too late. I forgot, you know, you lose track of time. I'm like, holy smokes, look how late it is. I need to go to bed.
Everybody's adjusting to that this week. So I think it's even more important based on everything we're talking about, whether it's the flu or the coronavirus or just all the sicknesses that are still going around in the kids in the schools. The next couple of weeks are going to be really tough for people for sleep. So just be more mindful about mm-hmm. what you're eating and decreasing your sugar intake and staying really hydrated, because I think everybody's going to bed like an hour later just because it's going to take some time to adjust.
Well, and I'm going to biohack on the L-theanine, which we talked about earlier in the show. Mm-hmm. I'm getting some at Herb Mart on my way home. I'm going to take it tonight and I will report back tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, you can even drink decaf green tea at night. You'll still get the L-theanine. You won't have the caffeine. And so if you don't want to supplement with it, potentially, you know, Thorne has just a straight up L-theanine, but you can, there's lots of companies out there that have it in a mix with other herbs that are just kind of for like calming mm-hmm. and, you know, slowing your brain down just a little bit. But you can even just try some decaf green tea at night and see if that just gives you enough of it.
Yeah, I'm going to order some from Thorne too. But I give supplements away. Like, you know, I just do.
Too.
I'm the supplement giver over here. But
supplement
we've got
fairy.
I am. And so I've got more that I pulled out of my purse.
Fairy, that's the best kind
right
to
here.
Be.
All right, we'll be back. You're listening to One Life Radio.
My face above the water. My feet can't touch the ground, and it feels like I can see the sands on the horizon every time you are not around. I'm slowly drifting away. Ain't nothing but against the party. Party.
Let me hit that.
Ain't nothing but against the party.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I requested that.
Just for the record, it wasn't me, but I'm all here for it.
One of my favorite dance songs, y'all. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette. I actually have a friend. I won't say his name, but he is a surgeon, okay? And he likes to listen to Tupac while he does surgery.
I love it. I love it. I want that surgeon.
Nice.
For whatever
That's
surgery
awesome.
I'm getting, I need that surgeon.
He's a badass.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Anyway, welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Jill Lane. I've got Avi and Navi in the studio, and I have Ronaldo on the controls. We're talking about all kinds of good stuff for your immune system. So I teased about what was in my purse. So I've got zinc in my purse, okay?
Good.
Zinc chelate? Chelate? How do you pronounce it?
Chelate.
Chelate. What's the difference between chelated zinc and regular zinc?
Well, most minerals have to be attached to something. It's if you can imagine like a lobster or a crab with their pinchers, and minerals
free
have
in
like
the ocean,
open.
Free in the ocean, living out their best life, not
right,
in a
right,
tank
right, right,
at
right.
Central Market.
So imagine these things. And minerals have like pinchers, different amounts of pinchers. Mm-hmm. And for us to get the best absorption from them, we need those pinchers to be attached to something. And so in or else they get bound to something else in our digestive tract and sometimes can become inert or inactive or harder to digest. So it's what they're attached to with those claws, if you will, matters, because if we can be smart and have them attached to something that our body, once we do digest them and that's pulled apart, can use for something else, then we kind of get a two for one.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why we like a lot of the bigger minerals are attached to glycine, which is really great for the body in a variety of different reasons, detoxification in the liver. And so you'll see a lot of magnesium bisglycinate, which means there's two glycines attached to the magnesium. And so you want, that's what chelate means. It's attached to something, okay, like claws attached to it. So you want to know what it's chelated to. So speaking of that, this is zinc bisglycinate chelate. So that's what it is. It's attached
to it.
You're
so smart.
Oh my gosh. I've just learned from a lot of really smart people. So I'm just trying to pass it on.
And but, you're humble. But you
this
are.
Is, but you know, so that's why it matters what your mineral is chelated to, because magnesium bisglycinate works, it reacts differently in the gut than magnesium ascorbate or citrate. One will probably loosen your stools, and so it's good if you're constipated. And the other...
Which one does that?
The magnesium ascorbate and magnesium citrates are better for if you got to go and mm-hmm. you're a little stopped up, that's a good magnesium to take.
And if you are, you might want to get some probiotics from Enviromedica, the Terra Flora, and get yourself a squatty potty.
Yeah, for real.
Because it squatty all helps. Potty. Well, I was reading... Okay, and then one last thing. Okay, so I've got my Thorn Berberine 500. I take this every day because Sean Wells has said so many amazing things about this.
Yeah, he's been putting out a ton of awesome berberine information on his Instagram. So
which
if
is
you're
like,
not following him, Matt Zone Halo, I think it yep, is. He's mm-hmm. had some great... Lots of berberine stuff. He's been a berberine fan for a long time, and berberine is a really interesting plant, an herbal product.
It is. And it, if pharmaceutical brand is Melformin, is that it, or Metformin?
They're not the same thing. They act similarly in the body.
Okay.
In the body, but they're not the same.
Okay.
Metformin.
Right. Metformin, that's mm-hmm. it. Yeah. Dr. Samuel Tuleman was on the show back, I don't know, like last year, and he was talking about that. But along with the berberine we were talking about. So berberine, what's the main thing that berberine does? It limits the glycemic spike, right? If you're eating foods that are, like if you're going to have a high-carb day, if you take berberine ahead of time, it kind of keeps it under control? No?
I would interpret it as it helps with insulin sensitivity. That's why diabetics are on metformin usually,
okay,
because
right.
it's helping them control their insulin mm-hmm. and glucose response. And so berberine may help with that. So if you have metabolic syndrome, which is high cholesterol, high blood sugar, high insulin, even potentially high or hypertensive, with some especially body weight gain in the midsection, berberine could be right for you. But berberine is also really good at killing gut bugs that shouldn't be there. And so you have your bacteria, virus, fungal infection, maybe a parasite down there. Berberine could potentially be helpful for warding that off too.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm going to take you into the deep water now. We're going to talk.
I'm going to take a big deep breath.
I was reading about plants with benefits.
Uh-oh.
So you know where I'm going uh-huh. with this, right? Okay, so it talks about Ayurvedic, plants out there. And plants were the original medicines, long before the FDA approved pharmaceuticals, by the way, and synthetic vitamins. And people relied on leaves, seeds, and flowers as the best lines of defense against illness. And I'm reading this out of Time Magazine, Alternative Medicine, Your Guide to Stress Relief, Healing, Nutrition, and More. The Mayo Clinic is even involved in it. So Ayurvedic medicine, ashwagandha. Okay. Mm-hmm. I did not know this. This is what it says about ashwagandha, that which has the smell of a horse and is said to, I haven't smelled a horse lately.
But, oh, no.
You know, the smell
They're
of a horse.
They're a pretty distinct smell, though.
Yeah. I love horses. I want a horse. But anyway.
Squirrel. Go ahead.
A horse is a course of, yes, of course.
What's happening?
They don't know what I'm talking about, right? Mr. Ed. You know, you remember him?
I didn't ever watch that show.
Well, I didn't. Well, they have reruns, you know.
Okay.
But you know what I'm talking about, you guys, Mr. Ed?
You've showed me.
Do you know Ronaldo?
Yeah.
You know, okay. I love Ronaldo. He
always, just goes along with
it. He goes along with everything, and I love that. He laughs at all my jokes, too. Okay, but you're going to want to know this, okay, if you're a guy especially. It says that it has the smell of a horse, and it is said to offer the vitality and sexual energy of a stallion.
Wow, I've never opened a capsule of ashwagandha and smelled it to see what's going on. But wow, powerful in many ways.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay, where we? I took you out into the deep water. Let's go back to shore.
Interesting. I mean, on ashwagandha, there's one specific version. I think it's called KSM 66. It's been researched a ton. And it's this really cool adaptogenic herb. And the cool thing about herbs and what we know about adaptogens, and we've talked about this a little bit with rhodiola, is that each continent seems to have a traditional adaptogen that came from that climate. So like rhodiola is a Russian adaptogen. And so when you read about it from like a botanical standpoint, it was like really hardy. It would survive the winters and all the you know, the difference in the climates there. And most adaptogens, this is ashwagandha is an Indian adaptogen, like a Middle Eastern Indian adaptogen. And so it's, they all have the similar thing. They're just from different parts of the world. And each, like you were saying, an original medicines and tonics for the, you know, the peoples that were living, the tribal peoples that were living in all these continents, they discovered that these things gave them stamina that protected their immune system.
Absolutely.
That helped them combat stress and on and on and on. And well, so now we're researching them. It's really fascinating.
It is fascinating. Fascinating. And so here's from China. These are Chinese ones, ginseng and astragalus. Astragalus, I have to say, is one of the most interesting ones. And they have some from Europe and Native America and then Common Ground. But astragalus, Dr. Andrew Weil was saying that it shut down the flu back a few years ago. I actually have the letter somewhere. It was in a book, a local doctor here, something about, high voltage something. Anyway, the FDA told Andrew Weil he could not make claims like that. But I'm going to tell you that I take astragalus, and it says here, also known as a yellow vetch, it purportedly boosts the immune system, and there are claims that it helps digestion and the lungs. So that's a great supplement to take as well.
Lots of good herbal tonics for the immune system. That's one of them.
Always great to have you in studio.
Good to be here.
We got a lot of stuff out today.
Woo!
Yeah, I feel like I'm on a race. I'm going to go work out with Tina. You just finished working out with Tina. I got to say, I liked what I saw in the mirror today, so it's working. my hourglass figure is back, I'm here to say. So, and it takes work, though, hard work. So everyone out there, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and kill it.